safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
I had a little bit of technical issues. I'm like, what am I, 5 minutes late? 5 minutes late for my own show, fucking around with Skype. See, normally I log in early to try to avoid that kind of crap right there. I'm not really on CP time. You feel me? I'm not on CP time. It wasn't me. All right? It was Skype. Skype was tripping. I wanted to log in, and everything just went haywire and shut down. It's not my fault. Be that as it may, I'm here now. You dig? Welcome to the show. Huh? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. It's going to be, I don't know how the phone lines are going to be popping off for me tonight. I mean, it's going to be kind of slow. You know what I mean? We got the Democratic National Convention going on. We got the first game of the NFL season going on. It always gets tough for me around football season, man. Especially my Monday night shows. Forget about it. That's why I always do a Subway, because I just basically be talking to myself anyway. There's always going to be a Subway episode on a Monday night, basically so I can watch the game at the same time, too. Right. I'm not doing anything that requires any heavy work on a Monday night once Monday night football starts. But anyway, episode 373. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. 347-934-0966. Shout out to the people who were on the phone lines before I even logged on to the show. That's patiently waiting. I really appreciate that. I bet they was like, man, this thing's going to be late for its own broadcast. I'm telling you, man, it wasn't me, man. It wasn't me. So anyway, episode 373. And we have a blog entry for this particular segment, you know, that's already been posted on ixhiphop.com. If you don't know already, I don't know. Some people know, some people don't know, but I'm a blogger for ixhiphop.com. You know, it's a hip hop blog site. It's pretty popular. It's got a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, that check it out. You feel me? And it's real good, man. Of course, some people have been hitting me up like, yo, you're the only person that's really like that's blogging on it. Like, other people are like posting up videos and stuff, and I'm like, that's cool. That means I'm cool with being the only one that's really doing, you know, the written, not blogs on it. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that's why they pegged me to do it. I don't know, but be that as it may, it has a lot of traffic, man. It's pretty popular. So if you have never been over to ixhiphop.com, of course it's got a lot of other stuff posted up there, like brand new music, links to hot new videos and stuff like that. It's kind of what it's a lot on. But me personally, I focus on actually blogging and actually putting blog entries. And, of course, doing Blog Talk Radio, doing K100 Radio, which is on the Blog Talk format, it kind of only makes sense. And so I try to keep the blogs that I post over there at ixhiphop.com pretty much pertaining to the music. I will step out of bounds now and then, but for the most part, I keep it pertaining to the music. So for episode 373, we already got the blog up already, and now we're doing the show. This is the first time. Normally we put the blog over there after we do the broadcast, and then we just put a link back to the broadcast over there on the blog. But this time we had the blog up first, and we've got the show coming after it, so people can read the blog and then tune into the show. Again, if you're tuning into the show live via www.blogtalkradio.com, I really appreciate it. Also, if you're tuning into the podcast via iTunes or listening to the replay at chainlessentertainment.com, all right, I really appreciate that. Any way you listen to the show, I really appreciate it. Thanks for the support. All right. So we're going to go ahead and get into the discussion tonight, man. You feel me? I don't know how many people are on the phone. It's only like 5 people on the phone lines now. We got a Democratic National Convention going on TV, and the first NFL game between the Giants and the Cowboys.
Me personally, fuck them both.
What? What I said? I can go on and on, but let me get back to the topic, okay? Oh, shout out to Michelle Obama, though. Shut shit down last night at the Democratic National Convention. I feel sorry for Ann Romney. Why everybody trying to? Why is everybody really trying to compare Ann Romney's speech to hers? You know what I mean? Come on, man. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't even make any sense. Like, why are you trying to do that? You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, nah, it's not going to work. You feel me? Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. We're going to go ahead and get into the discussion, man. Episode 373, you dig? Like, it's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of crazy stuff going on with my whole computer now. My computer just keeps shutting off. You know what I'm saying? My switchboard keeps blinking in and out. So you guys got to bear with me tonight. I'm pretty sure I'm still live on the air, but I'm having to relaunch my switchboard. So when it comes to answering calls and all this kind of craziness, it's going to be a crazy night for me. But anyway, episode 373, we're talking about politics. And we're mixing politics in with hip-hop tonight on the show. And we're not doing it at a fault. Let me tell you the reason why I'm talking about what I'm talking about tonight. Of course, you know, if you don't, unless you just like been under a rock or you don't do Facebook or Twitter and shit, you know, Nicki Minaj, she had a little flow she spit, you know what I'm saying, in her new joint that she's got on Wayne's. I'm gonna stop the music for a second. That she's got on Wayne's new project. I think that's where it came from. And on the line in the flow, she says, I'm a Republican voting for Mitt Romney. You lazy bitches are fucking up the economy. And whoa. That set off 1,000 gazillion different damn tweets, Facebook blasts, all kind of shit. Basically, ready to kill Miss Minaj. Killing Miss Minaj, badgering her down for that. And so those little two bars are what that, and plus it's political. It's time to vote. The political climate is in the air. I sat down and watched the Democratic National Convention tonight. I wish I could watch it all tonight, but I'm gonna catch what I can after I log off the show. Watch, see what Bill Clinton do. See if he boosts anything up a little bit. See if he gets remotely close to what Michelle Obama did last night. But it made me think about just being an artist and talking about politics. And of course, I'm an artist myself. Everybody knows that. And my Facebook, my music, my Twitter, those are all platforms for me as an artist. You know what I'm saying? And I always feel like, well, I'm going to do me. I do me in my music. I do me on my social networks, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I always just pretty much keep it 100 and say what I want to say about politics or whatever, religion, whatever, women, music. It doesn't matter. I'm pretty much an open book, you know, and I think that a lot of people who really do listen to my music, they like me for that. Now, some people, they don't want the two mixed. And so that's what we're talking about here tonight on K100 Internet Radio, episode 373, Political Flow. Should artists spit their views in their music? All right? Again, you can join the discussion at 347-934-0966 if you're live right now. blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That is the site. All right. Hit us up. Make sure if you're on the phone lines, you hit the number one. All right. I don't want to talk to myself all night. I know the game is good. Well, actually, probably not, because it's the Giants and the Cowboys. But maybe you're watching the Democratic National Convention. And I applaud you if you're doing that. But you know, all the speeches ain't that interesting. All the speeches ain't that interesting. You can tune in to K100 Internet Radio also at the same time. So hit us up, man, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. But with what Nicki Minaj said in that, and that got all over my fucking – I got emails about it from, you know, breaking news, Nicki Minaj is voting for Mitt Romney. Oh, my God. And then it was all over my Facebook, all over my damn Twitters. I got two Twitters, all right? It's all over my Twitters accounts, K100 and the Blizzard Twitter. I don't got too many more. I don't feel the need. What's the point? But I can't really even keep up with those two, honestly. I'm doing piss poor job in my Twitter game. I'm horrible. But anyway, it made me just want to talk about this, man. So if you're an artist and you're tuning into the show, if you got time, hit the phone lines, press the number one. I'm going to go ahead and read the blog entry, and then I'll get into the discussion, all right? Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I don't know how many people are going to be on the phone lines tonight, though. We'll see what's up anyway. I started to just do a Subway, so I don't have to worry about the discussion side of this because so much stuff going on. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll find out where the true K100 fans at. But I had to talk about it. Because I've been going back and forth on my fucking Facebook pretty much all day with people about it. All right? So, where we are here, it's once again time for those to vote and pick a leader of this country. All right? And this blog and this show could very well turn into a subject of why should a person vote. And that in itself is sad. You know what I'm saying? I got to reserve that topic for another time because I can't talk about why should you vote. I could, and I may speak on it a little bit here, but that's a whole nother show. All right? Because I have so many black people of all people, black people that I know that don't vote. And if I will say, however, that if you're making some sort of ridiculous-ass, stupid-ass, fucking retarded-ass reason like, it doesn't matter what these white folks going to do. They're going to do what they want to do anyway. It don't matter if I vote. My vote don't matter. Even if it don't, motherfucker, somebody died for you to be able to just do it. The least you can do is take your black ass up there and vote. You can sit around and watch Love and Hip Hop all day. Fuck out of here. I almost went into a rant right then. That whole subject could just take me all the way to the left. Anyway, back to the point. So let's get to the real issue I'm having in this discussion. Nicki Minaj, all right? Put my music back on. It's not that serious. Nicki Minaj. Yes, somehow, some way, Miss Minaj has finally said something that made me actually crank up a discussion on K100. Congratulations, babe. Never thought I'd see the day. Never thought I'd see the day. But anyway, it's not a diss about our music. It's just, really? What am I going to talk about? Me and a Barbie? Anyway, if you haven't heard, I told you what she said. She spit the line talking about she's a Republican. She voted for Mitt Romney, because bitches are fucking up the economy. Broke bitches are fucking up the economy. As if she's never been a broke bitch. We'll get into that in a minute. So, you know, the question is, do we care? Do we care if Nicki votes for Mitt Romney? And as artists ourselves, other artists and other artists that we love, should we care about who they vote for? All right? Let me go on the record as saying, I personally do care. I care. All right? I care what political views people have that are my associates, my friends, my coworkers. And I also care what my fellow artists think and artists that I listen to think politically. That actually does kind of sort of impact me sometimes about do I really listen to their music, all right? To me, and it's crazy because it can impact me in some ways, it can't. Like, I listen to Lupe Fiasco, but I know Lupe Fiasco really doesn't like Barack Obama. Me and Lupe just don't agree on the whole, don't agree on him. Don't get me wrong, I've had a whole show about our president. You can go back and check the archives of how I feel about the president and his job. I give him a B altogether as far as how he's done. But then again, that B is damn good considering all the opposition to everything that he tries to do. So, I mean, you know, most people probably wouldn't even get that high. George Bush gets an F, and he had all the support in the world. That son of a bitch still get an F. You get shit right. So, be that as it may, I get the president to be, and that's my personal opinion. And so, it does matter to me personally, all right? And that's what I want to find out on the phone line to the people, all right? But to me, the fact that someone like Nicki Minaj would vote for Romney is fucking retarded. Outside of one reason, money, all right? I can't think of another reason that someone that bees in the trap will vote for Mitt Romney other than the fact, 44429, here I come, other than the fact that now all of a sudden she got a little bit of money. All right? To me, I'm not sure if because of his policy, you know, most of the time, you know, because if that was the case, most of us wouldn't vote for Mitt Romney if it was based on policy, because how many of us are billionaires? Oh, yeah, negative, less than 1%. Millionaires, the 1%. It isn't policy that drives us to vote. It's money, it's race, and it's religion. That's those three things right there are, for the most part, going to trump what policy is when we come to voting as people. Because I can't for the life of me understand why a broke white person would vote for Mitt Romney. Other than religion or race. Because it cannot possibly be policy. White or black, if you're not rich, if you're middle class or lower middle class, it makes absolutely no sense for you to vote for Mitt Romney or any Republican. 44429, what's poppin'? Welcome to K100 Radio.
What's going on, man? It's Player Pop and Charlie Young, man.
Charlie Young, what's happening, man? So, episode 373, man, we're talking about artists. You know, should they express themselves politically in their music? So the questions that I have for the people is, like, should we care about what political views an artist has? Should we separate who they are voting for from the music that they make? You know what I'm saying? You know, like Nicki Minaj, can you quote unquote be a Barbie and represent the Barbie bitches and then say you voted for Mitt Romney?
My personal opinion on that Nicki. I'm gonna talk about the Nicki situation. Then I'm gonna say, what I want to say about the political thing. But okay. Nicki, I think she just said that because it was a hot line, and she's very big on controversy.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I think too. I've been telling people that,
anytime, you know, if you say that, it's all about controversy, and it's all about getting your name on blogs and people talking about just how she said it. She know people's gonna hear it. She know people's gonna download the dedication and hear what she had to say. But I don't think that she would. I don't think that she would vote for. I just think it was a hotline, and she wants to be big on the blogs and get attention. That's what I think she did that for. You know what I'm saying? Personal opinion.
Yeah, she's real good at publicity. You feel what I'm saying? She's real good at that. She's always, you know, controversy sells. You know what I'm saying? This is the first time I've ever mentioned her name in a show. Nicki Minaj, I've never mentioned her name in any of my shows. She's never been the topic of discussion at some episodes up until this particular point. So if that's the effect.
That was her point exactly to make. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? To be talked about like this, like we're doing right now. And she knew exactly what she was doing. She carefully thought about that line on that record, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no way you gonna just say that and not think about it, you know what I'm saying? Just like Lil Wayne thought dearly about what he said about New York. He meant that, you know what I'm saying? He meant that, you know what I'm saying? I don't think she meant what she said, but she knew what she was doing, though, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, artists, I think artists should state their views about politics and their music. Why not? You know, you could talk about the trap. You could talk about how much dope you sold, how many rings you got, how many watches you got, and cars you done drove. You know, why not talk about politics?
But what if your political views? And I was saying in the article, you know what I'm saying? Like, I say that. Well, let me go on record saying, what if it goes against your fan base? Like what if Nicki Minaj really for real plans on voting for Mitt Romney, and she and think about it, her fan base, let's just be realistic, her demographic and her fan base are probably going to be more pro Obama. So saying that, you are potentially jeopardizing your income, you know what I'm saying, your cash flow. So should you just pretty much keep that to yourself and out of your music?
Well, I mean, if I'm listening to a record and the beat is telling me to talk about a certain subject, and my mind put me on politics and me to say something about Obama, I'm going to say it. No matter what people think, whether it be positive or negative, most likely it's going to be positive. Why would I say something negative about our first black president? No, I would not say that. Now, would I say something about Mitt Romney? No, I would not. That clown don't know what the fuck he's doing. And if you, anyone who's listening to this, if you go out and vote for that clown, you're the dummy. You might as well go move over to Europe some motherfucking where, because we're going to be fucked up for the next 4 years.
What if you was voting for Romney? What if for some just
ain't no ain't you can't even put what if with Charlie Young vote for that man? You know what I'm saying? You can't. It's no brainer. It's a given. If you the ages of 18 to 35, and you're a young black person, why would you not go vote for this man? Because you vote for this man, he's setting up things that's going to help your kids and your grandkids out. It ain't going to necessarily help us out because we ain't going to see it. But what he's doing is going to help our kids and our grandkids. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, if anybody else get in there, we gonna be fucked up.
Yeah.
For
worse
the next
than
four
we
years,
are now.
Huh?
I said worse than what we are now. I think one thing people fail to realize.
He did. Like, you gotta understand. Like, if you apply for a job in a position, and you already know that job is fucked up. Mm-hmm. You already know that you already digging yourself out of the hole when you get the job. That's the position you was put in. It was already fucked up. He ain't gonna make shit up in 4 years. He ain't gonna make it up in 8 years. All he gonna do is then improve and make shit better. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got Obama. I mean, not Obama, but what's his name? Bin Laden. He killed him. Whoop the damn dude. That's a beautiful thing. But, you know, we talking about these health cares and these taxes that motherfuckers going to have to worry about in the next few years. You know, that's what we worried about. You know, we worried about the our money. Black folks, that's what we worried about. We worried about our money.
But you know what, though? Let me stop you right there. Do you realize that there and of course, you know, I'm not a big poll person, but there have been numerous polls that showed a dip in his support when he came out in support of gay marriage. People, there are different reasons why some black people will and won't vote for the president. I've seen a lot. First of all, the gay issue was big with a lot of black people because a lot of black people are claim they're Christians and claim that really matters to them so much that they're actually not feeling him for that.
I don't even want to walk down that street because you just opened up a whole nother can of worms.
But
you know
it's true.
What I'm saying? You're right. You're right. You opened a whole nother can. That's, you know, that's fine. That's his opinion. That's
right.
His opinion. That's what he wants. He's a smart man. He knows what he's doing. He know it's a big number of gay folks that has good power that will go out there and vote for this man. Now, these Christians and all these Catholic folks, you want to talk about God and religion? Motherfucker, you fucking little boys. You touching little boys in the asshole. And you want to talk about a president talking about a gay marriage. Motherfucker, you gay.
Yeah.
I guarantee 75% of these preachers, pastors, reverend, bishops, all these motherfuckers is gay. And you want to down talk Obama about him saying he does support gay marriage. Hey, me personally, I wouldn't come out and say that, but that's his opinion, and he's entitled to his opinion. That's fine. You know, he's a smart man. He knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he kind of rubbed a couple people backs wrong. That's fine. So what? I guarantee the motherfuckers still going to go out there and vote versus not. Now, if Obama had a good candidate, you know, like a solid candidate, we might be in a discussion like, well, maybe I will vote for him. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I will vote for such and such, such and such. But this Mitt Romney guy, have you heard this guy?
I know exactly what Romney's all about. But let me ask you this question right here. Have you ever heard this? First of all, let me be perfectly clear about everybody, to everybody that's on the phone line. I feel like right now, and this is because I'm a social network person, I'm a blogger, I feel like a lot of black people don't vote. And the number one reason that I hear a lot of black people voting is they say that it don't matter what the fuck, vote no matter shit. Them white folks gonna do what they want to do anyway. All politicians are dirty. Obama too. I'm hearing a lot of people saying that they don't vote because it don't matter. Voting don't matter any damn way. These white folks, the government crooked, they gonna do what they want to do anyway. Now, I know
right.
You hear that a lot, right?
Yeah, and there's a lot of truth in that. A lot of truth in it. But still, numbers don't lie, though. Numbers never lie.
Okay.
Well,
so,
yes, they do. Yes, no, I'm lying. When they come to politics, they do lie. I'm sorry. I'll take that back. Everybody, I'll take that back. Boom, rewind. I take that back. Numbers do lie.
So as artists, when an artist politically, any rap artist, okay, we're gonna assume we're making a lot of assumptions here tonight, but we're gonna assume that the most
now,
people
no,
that
no,
listen
no,
to
no,
this
let me pause you. Hold on, let me pause you. Now, let me pause you. If Jay-Z would have came out and said that, we
would
probably
be
in a
what would be different?
Jay-Z and Nicki? You don't think Jay-Z has more power with Nicki Minaj?
No, he has more power, but the point is still they both are at the top echelon. There is no other female hip-hop artist higher than Nicki Minaj right now. So in her own right, she is at the top of her up the game, period.
She's
no
at
one,
the
no,
top of her game.
Hip-hop female is higher than her right now.
This
whether
is
you
true.
Like the music or not. She's at the top of the pinnacle for hip-hop female artists, and that's not That's just the numbers don't lie on that shit right there either. You know what I'm saying? So that's not
that's
up for
true,
argument.
But if Jay-Z would have came out and said that, now we would have. I don't care about what Nicki said. Nicki, that was a hot line. That was a good line. She wanted some attention. She getting it. So the fuck what? But if Jay-Z would have said that, come on, Blizzle, you know better than that.
I feel equally outraged, it wouldn't matter because Jay-Z and Nicki, even though, of course, they are stratospheres apart as far as their careers and their level of influence on hip-hop, Nicki Minaj is representing the black female in hip-hop right now, sadly to say. But that's the fucking case. You know what I'm saying? That is the fact.
I can guarantee the percentage of the black females that listen to her music don't know what the fuck going on in politics right now. I guarantee you 35-40% of them don't even know who fuck Mick Riley is.
That's even worse. If most of her audience are that gullible, the fact that she would even say that is even worse because that means their young minds, which she has a very young audience, because, you know, she has a very young audience. So their young minds might actually be skewed by her saying that. Now, listen, like you said, I feel like Nicki was bullshitting and just wanted to spit some ill shit. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what it is.
Yeah.
And then it got taken out of proportion.
It got blown out of proportion.
But she wants that attention, though. She wants, because she's wants that money. She wants those. She wants people like me and bloggers and stuff to talk about her. That only helps her bottom line, which is to keep her name circulating as an artist. Okay.
But the point is,
if she really, like you just said,
she goes on a campaign saying that she will vote for Mick Romney, then I will say there'll be a problem. But right now, no, it's not. It's not a problem at all. It's not a problem. No.
It was just something she said right now. You don't really care.
She said something, hotline, wanted attention. She getting it. Gonna die down. Now she go out on an interview like, yes, I was serious about that line. I'm going to the voting polls and I'm voting for Mick Romney. Then we'll really have something to talk about. Like right now,
right,
we ain't really got nothing.
I said it on the Facebook post when somebody was going back and forth with me about it. I was like, well, first of all, I want to know if this is just a line in the song, and if it is, you know, really what she really feels. I really do want to hear her say it in the interview more so than spit it in the bar, because I spit a lot of shit in bars for punchline and for goddamn shock effect myself as an artist, and you do,
right,
and everybody does as artists. You know, and we all do this shit as artists. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why I'm just. But as an artist, I would never, because I know my demographic and I know my fan base. I would never lead my fan base to believe I will vote for someone that I know for a fact 85 to maybe 90% of my fan base would not like or vote for or wouldn't care for me to take that stance. I'm conscious of that. I may say a lot of things that people may not like, but as an artist, I am conscious of what my main fan base feels, and I feel like my fan base expects me to be political. They expect Blizzom to talk that shit. That's what kind of music I make. But at the same time, if all of a sudden I start coming out and saying, I'm going to vote for Mitt Romney or some shit, you know what I mean? They might be like, what the fuck? And the question of the show is, as artists, if you know for a fact that you really feel in your heart, fuck Obama, but you a rapper, should you really say that out loud?
Why not?
How many
you say anything? I mean, if you're a rapper and if it's something that you feel, if you strongly want to voice that, why not? Do what the fuck you want to do. That's why we're here, me and you both, we're here to make music, to make a difference, whether it be good, whether it be bad. We want to be heard. Now, if you, what's his name, Jesus, want to come out and be like, oh, fuck Obama, that's fine. That's on him. That's his.
You can't do that. Jesus cannot do that right now. Young Jeezy cannot do that. No, Jeezy can't.
I wouldn't agree with the Jay-Z or Lil Wayne coming out and doing that. I wouldn't agree with a Ludacris or y'all coming out and doing that. But if they was to do that, that's their opinion. That's what how they feel. Now, if people want to run behind them and coattail them, now that's a whole nother demographic. You know what I'm saying? But if they want to say a line, fuck Obama, he hasn't done shit, motherfuck him, I don't care who else, I'll vote for whoever. That's fine. That's on them. You know what I'm saying? That's really on them.
I feel like Young Jeezy definitely is the last artist on the planet that could ever say that after he made My President is Black. career suicide.
I'm just using him as an example. You know what I'm saying? But any top artist that's on top of their game right now, you know, if they was to come out and say that's their opinion. Those are their thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's on them. Now, people run behind them and coattail them and say, then we got some issues.
Which could very well happen because they coattail them and start wanting to sell dope and they want to be gangbangers and they want to be Barbie bitches. So, you know.
But on Nicki, I just think she just said a hotline, wanted some attention. Getting it.
Okay.
But when she goes out on, the next thing is that she goes out on an interview and be like, yes, I really meant that. Yes, I really feel that way. Yes,
right.
I'm going to go out and fuck with this man. Then we can really get on her ass, you know what I'm saying? But like now, no, I don't. So what? She said that.
Right.
So what? Fuck her. Fuck me.
All right, this is everybody. Thanks for calling the show. Hang on a second. We got a couple more callers, and they're raising their hands, so let's get to them. 269 coming up next, then 267-678-467 and 843-640. 269, Michigan girl, what's happening, babe?
What's up? What's going on?
Calling the show. Appreciate you being patient.
I'm going to get to
everybody, I promise. Yeah, I'm going to get to everybody, I promise. The 267, see, people got to be patient, man. I got a lot of people on the phone. That's what they want to do. All right, so Michigan girl, check it out. Welcome to the show. Anyway, episode 373. All right, we're talking about political flow. Should artists spit their views? Of course, you know about, you know, what Nicki Minaj said in her line, in her flow. You feel what I'm saying? Some people feel like it's just the end of the world. I feel like if she is going to vote for Mitt Romney, she's an idiot. I do feel that way. But I feel like anybody who's going to vote for Mitt Romney is an idiot. But I kind of feel like Charlie Young, too. She said it in the line. I feel like Nicki Minaj loves attention to the fact that saying something like that right there will actually get people talking about her. Like, I've never talked about her ever on the show, for the most part, until this moment, until she said that. That's something that I care about. That's something that got my attention. But then again, it is just a line in her flow. But what do you feel about what she said? What do you feel about artists who spit their political views in their music? Like, if an artist does come out and say they don't like Barack Obama, could you still say that you listen to their music, hip-hop or R&B?
Well, I feel like she's stupid for saying it. I mean, I understand. Me personally, I think I'm outside of her age demographic because I don't – I mean, I listen to it when it's played on the radio because it's kind of shoved down my throat, but I'm not a Nicki Minaj fan, so, yeah. I think it was stupid for her saying it. I mean, I understand it was probably a hot line, but it's just stupid to me, and if she is voting for him, I think she's stupid, as a black woman. I don't know if I could continue to listen to an artist if, you know, they came out and just our political views are just so different. Now, don't get me wrong. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and that's all fine and good. But, you know, the people that you associate with, the people that you support and different things like that, usually you support them because, you know, you like them and y'all, you know, you feel some type of connection with them or whatever the case may be. If our political views are so completely different, I don't know that I could just continue to support. I wouldn't, you know, dog them out like, oh, their music not hot or whatever. No, I wouldn't say that if it's, you know, good music, but I just don't know if I could continue to support them as a consumer just based off of that. But, you know, like I said, everybody's entitled to their opinion, so should artists, you know, give their political views on songs. I mean, that's their opinion. That's fine. But what I, you know, because I believe in free speech, but what I don't like is artists that say, oh, you shouldn't vote or fuck voting and all of that because it don't mean anything. Because as much as artists hate to say it or don't want to be role models or whatever, there will always be people, young kids, impressionable, whatever, that look up to you. And we don't need a nation of apathetic, non-voting youth. So, to me, that's irresponsible. So, if an artist is going to do that because that's your political view, that everybody is corrupt and you not voting, you need to keep that to your damn self and don't spread that out there to impressionable youth because they may not have anybody else telling them you need to vote and you need to learn and study and make your own decision.
I understand, and I feel what you're saying. So if you found out, if you was listening to an artist and you bought maybe these two albums from this artist, right, and they never really, like Nicki Minaj, this is the first thing I've ever heard her say or even get into this kind of spectrum or whatever. But so she's not known as a political artist. She's not like a Lupe Fiasco or whatever. And again, I said earlier that me and Lupe Fiasco are at odds politically because Lupe Fiasco doesn't care for Barack Obama. You know what I'm saying? He really doesn't. But I still listen to Lupe Fiasco's music because socially, what he says socially about social awareness and things that's going on in society, I highly agree with. But we don't agree at all politically because I'm a Barack Obama supporter. I voted for him last time. I'm going to vote for him again. And Lupe Fiasco pretty much called him a terrorist. You know, and me and Lupe, you know, was at odds about, I was really at odds with Lupe about that. You feel me? For numerous reasons, but I still like Lupe's music. Like, he just made the song Bad Bitch that I love because of what the fuck he's saying in that song, and it's so powerful. And I love him for songs like that, but then his political views, he's one of the people who think all politicians are crooked, including Barack Obama. He doesn't feel anybody that represents America is on the up and up, and so he's pretty much called Barack Obama a terrorist himself. In so many words. And so I don't agree with him at all on that. But then again, I like Lupe Fiasco's music. So someone can listen to Nicki Minaj, you know what I'm saying, even if she's playing or she's serious, and feel like, look, you know what I'm saying, she's still my bitch, though. You know, you like to call each other bitches. Now, she's still a Barbie bitch. I still like her music or whatever, but I ain't finna vote for Mitt Romney. People can separate the two. I think we don't give people a lot of credit. But at the same time,
I mean, yeah, people can, but I'm just saying that me personally, because at the end of the day, when you supporting the artist, you supporting their lifestyle, and you supporting, you know, that for them to keep saying that. So you may not, like you said, okay, Lupe Fiasco, y'all have different political views, but you still, you know, like his music or whatever. But at the end of the day, because you supporting him to continue to say those things. And yes, it's a free country, and everybody has free speech, and you're entitled to your own opinion. That's why it's like a catch-22. I'm just saying, me personally, if our views are so different like that, I don't think me personally, could continue to support you, because me buying your CD, me, you know, going to your concerts or whatever, that's affording you that lifestyle, and that's supporting that lifestyle where you saying, oh, this man is a terrorist just because you don't agree with his policies or whatever, or that's you saying all politicians are crooked. Well, a lot of corporations are crooked, if not all of them, but people still have to go to work. So it's like you telling people in so many words, okay, all politicians crooked, so don't vote. People died for black people to have the right to vote. So me personally, I just can't get behind that. So if that's your political view, that's fine. You entitled to that. I just can't continue to support you if that's your view.
All right. I understand. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's your internet radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Episode 373. In light of the political climate and everything that's going on in the world right now, we're about to get ready to elect our next president right here coming up in a little bit, and it's a lot of political banner going back and forth on the social networks. I'm one of these people who do this all the time. And, of course, you've heard the latest little news, the little tidbit of information about Nicki Minaj supposedly supposed to be a Romney supporter because she said this line in this song on a new Lil Wayne dedication album. I'm giving these guys free promo right now. You may go out and just search that song and watch that video or download it right now. And if that was her point, to get some free promo, for get people talking about her song and want to go hear it, then Nicki Minaj, kudos to you. Because I've never talked about you on this fucking show ever in life until this point. Not this long. In passing. But if that was the case, if that's what she was trying to accomplish, then, of course, mission accomplished. But what if the Barbie bitch is voting for Mitt Romney? What if? Let's just say, what if the Barbie bitches vote for Mitt Romney? Should we support her still? Does it matter? That's the point of the show. Episode 373, Political Flow. Should artists spit their views? We'll go to the next caller right now. 678-467-9138-843, you after this. 678, welcome to K100. What's popping?
What's happening, Blizz? It's your boy Pills, Mr. Pills. You already know.
What's going on?
You already know how to go down.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. Appreciate it.
So
give us your opinion, homie. What do you think about what we're talking about? Episode 373, Political Flow. Should artists spit their political views on their music? What do you feel about that? I know you're an artist, but what do you feel about what Nicki Minaj said? Do you think it's a publicity stunt? Or if it is true, do you even care?
Well, honestly, bro, you know, it's you know, to each his own. That's the way I see it. You know what I'm saying? If, you know, if she want to vote for him, then that's her vote. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you got to live with your vote. That goes for everybody. You know what I'm saying? And Republican, Democrats, regardless, it's a political game. You feel what I'm saying? Like Bloods and Crips. Why you think Republicans are blood with the red and Democrats are, you know, Crips? You know what I'm saying? It just goes that deep because they can get away with whatever they want to get away with. You know what I'm saying? That's just reality. Okay, the Nicki Minaj, you know, the camp she's affiliated with, blessed her with some money. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a Nicki Minaj fan like that. There, I like what she spits. You know what I'm saying? Not like, you know, I'm always all ears. If Nicki got this going on, got that. I'm not that dude. You know what I'm saying? So, but she needs to make sure. You know what I'm saying? And I hate to say it, it goes down to Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, she needs to make sure that her vote, that she votes, is for real. Because, you know, you got to understand, President Obama, he didn't ask for all of this. He had to go out and search for Osama bin Laden. And that transpired, you feel me? He ended up taking over both Bush's mistakes to get to this point. And, you know, as an African-American, that's what I'm going to say, yeah, as an African-American, you know, it's like, you know, they're scared of change, you know what I'm saying? They don't, that's why the Democrats and Republicans are so divided, because, you know, it's like, you got to understand that these folks are like, they want to just keep the negative going instead of going to positive. You know what I'm saying? Because you got President Obama, he was already in the negative. You know what I'm saying? He had to try to inspire people. He had to make sure that he got people's attention. You feel me? So I'm not a real big political person, but I'm going to tell you this. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand that you have to keep your each and everybody, y'all got to keep y'all focused on point. You know what I'm saying? If you going to vote for this dude, vote for this dude for the right reasons. If you going to vote for that dude, vote for that dude for the right reasons. Because don't change your mind after you vote. You know what I'm saying? And don't let money, don't let nothing but your faith make you make that choice. You feel me?
Well, I think that if someone like Nicki Minaj does decide they want to vote for someone like Mitt Romney, I'm thinking that it can be it can only be money that would make someone make such a move, bro. Because you can't.
Exactly.
Because if you're not, you bring Illuminati in it. I don't have to bring Illuminati in it. I can bring math. All right. The higher your bank account get, the more of it that you want to keep. You feel me? The more, it's one thing to look at your check and see a couple hundred dollars taken out. It's another thing to look at your tax forms and see a couple million being taken out by the government. You feel what I'm saying? I think that when people get to a certain level on their tax forms, gains change. I'm willing to bet you, and I wish there's no way we could know, because no one goes into the voting booth with anybody. But I bet you there's far more rich hip hop people who vote for Republicans because Republicans want to cut down on taxes on the rich. Once you get to a certain level, now don't get me wrong. To me, morally, that's just morally fucked all the way up. All right, I don't agree with that because you just because you made it good now, you know what I'm saying? You wanna you worried about YOLA money and your and you casting your vote based on you know what's what makes sense for you financially. Now, if that was the case, if that was the case, if everybody voted on what makes sense financially for them, this shouldn't even be a close race at all. You feel me? But people don't vote for that. People vote based on race, based on religion, based on a whole bunch of other shit. Because it's way, way more middle class and lower middle class people in America than the 1%. This shit, a rich motherfucker that's
right.
that tell you off the top, he gonna help out the rich that you know, he gonna help out the rich. The motherfucker shouldn't stand a chance of winning in America because there's too many motherfuckers who ain't rich. But the reason why he even close to Obama is because you got a whole bunch of white people voting for him because they just don't want the nigga in office. Okay? You feel me? They don't want the nigga in office. So that's a large portion of those white people right there. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They voting with their hatred. All right? The rest of them believe that voting for someone like a Democrat or someone like Obama is some kind of way propping up lazy people who don't want to work. You feel what I'm saying? And yet still they don't like social services. They don't like quote unquote socialism, but they use it all the time every day. You feel what I'm saying? They use the benefits of us being a socialist country, which we are in a lot of ways. They use the benefits of it and reap the benefits of it all kind of day. You got old retired motherfuckers in Florida who are voting for Romney, and these motherfuckers are on Social Security.
Wow.
You on Social Security and your Medicaid, but you voting for Romney. What other fucking reason could it be that you just don't want the black man in the office? Could you? Because any other reason that you try to make me believe is falling on deaf ears. That's why. And I don't even want to get too far into politics. I'm coming to the 843.
Yeah.
But when it comes, it's really easy for me because I personally. Obama has made plenty of mistakes. There's a lot of things about the president and some decisions that he's made I don't like, and a lot of good things that he's done. All right, but he can make two more things. He could say two more major things like shit that I just really don't like, and I still it have to, if it's not along the lines of what Mitt Romney and Republicans believe, I just still can't see myself voting for them because my vote is about 75% for Obama and about 25% against the Republicans. You feel me? 75% of the reason. Now, I take that back. It's about 50% for the president himself, another 25% because I love his wife, you know what I'm saying? And another 25% because I fucking hate Republicans and I hate the Tea Party. That's all I need. That makes up the 100% reason why there's no fucking way in hell I'm voting for Mitt Romney. Period, point blank.
All right.
It's never going to happen. It's not going to happen, and I'm not even going to flinch a little bit. I don't even want to – when Republicans come on the TV and talk, I just turn the channel. Ain't shit you got to say to me. And you wasting my breath and my space watching you talk because nothing you say is going to fucking matter. I knew how I was going to vote for 2, 3, 4 years ago. Period. I knew who I was voting for in 2008. You know what I'm saying? Unless somebody would have assassinated this man, I knew who I was voting for in 2008. Because once I believed in him in 2008, and then once the Tea Party came into fruition in 2009 and 10, I already knew I wasn't voting for the Republican. Period. Point blank. I ain't gonna fuck if it was Ross. What's the other one? The other Republican that they wanted to win. Whoever. Doesn't even matter. No matter which one. I wasn't voting for the party. Because the party is allowing motherfuckers that represent them to show up at motherfucking meetings with AK-47s and nooses and shit. So fuck the whole party. Yeah, anybody that represents them. So I knew I wasn't voting for them anyway. You know, Barack Obama could have done some. I don't agree with gay marriage. I'm not for it. But that doesn't. You think I'm going to sit here and let that one motherfucking thing make me vote for them? Is you fucking retarded? And any motherfucking black person, religious, Christian, and anybody else that makes that be the one reason why you vote for Mitt Romney, you a fucking idiot.
Damn.
That's my opinion. Next call. 843-640. What's popping? Welcome to K100.
Wow. Hi.
Hi. LL's in the building. What's happening, babe? What up, though?
I am loving the show.
Yeah, you know, I was going to have one of these soon, of course.
Yes, and I'm loving it. And I'm the main reason that I'm loving it is it's a prime example of why artists should not put their political views in their music. Mm-hmm. It is a classic example of why they shouldn't, why anyone should, not just artists, but anyone, because your political views are personal.
Right.
They're like your relationships, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? You don't put all your business out about your relationships, because you have good times and you have bad times. There are some things you agree with. There are some things you don't. So in order to avoid a pointless conversation of why your views are your views, you shouldn't put your business out about your political views.
Mm-hmm. What about what would you say that you can say that, but at the same time, Jeezy made a song called "My President's Black," and that's a political standpoint. And he was proud of it, and it was a hit in the hood. His fan base loved it, and it really put him, and it actually gave him a platform to people actually finding out about Jeezy and listening to Jeezy that probably would have just never really thought about it, because that song was played in so many different areas that Trap or Die damn sure wasn't finna get played in.
Exactly. I mean, and from an artist standpoint, from an industry standpoint, if you put it out there, it's always that risk of what are the motives? Why are you putting it out there? You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you were not an advocate before, why are you putting it out there now that you're an artist? I mean, I don't remember any stories about Jeezy being at the polls for Republicans before he was an artist. I ain't heard not one story about Nicki being at the polls, advocate, volunteering at voters' registrations for Democrats before she was an artist. You know what I'm saying? I never heard of any of them doing any of that. None of them have been huge political members or activists before they were artists, correct? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, not that we know of. If there was, it wasn't publicized.
Not that we know of, exactly.
Right.
So if it wasn't publicized then, if it wasn't something they had a passion for then, what are your motives for saying it now that you're an artist? Are you doing it just to spark attention, whether it's good attention or negative attention? Because you know in this business, as long as you're getting attention, it don't matter if it's good or bad.
Which is why I think Nicki said that line in the first place. I said that when I was going back and forth on Facebook with people about it. I told people, I said, First of all, this is two bars in a song. So I said we can't take it but so much, because I spit a lot of things in my songs, and it's just to cut deep. It's just to get your attention and say, oh snap, did he say that? And maybe she could have been going there with this particular subject when she said that. So that's the first thing. Secondly, everybody knows, like you just said, everybody who's in entertainment knows any attention is good attention. You getting a blogger or a K100 radio talking about you, it doesn't matter how he's talking about you. It doesn't matter if I call her the stupidest bitch ever. I still say Nicki Minaj said blah, 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 blah. And that's what they're going to remember. You know what I'm saying? That's documented in the blog and on the show. So I understand that point. But let me ask you this. Okay. You said that you don't think artists should express themselves politically in their music, but would you contend that people love artists? Not some people like some people's songs because they like the beat in the club and they dance to it, but they don't buy that music. The music that people really buy, the albums that they actually go to iTunes and buy, they connect with that person, they connect with that artist on a deeper level. That's how you sell art. That's how you sell an album. You know what I'm saying? You can go out and give 1,000 mixtapes away and get 1,000 club songs played in the club, but you'll get a little tour or some shit like that, but you'll be a one-hit wonder. You'll be done in a year. But if you want to have a following, you want people to download your album, you want people to come to your shows when you're the headliner, not because you're opening up for the headliner that they really feel, okay? You know what I'm saying? If you want to be that person, if you want to be that artist, you have to connect with the people on a personal level, on a deeper level, far deeper than just a superficial club record. You've got to let them know. You've got to make them love you on a lot of levels. And politically, people feel so strongly about politics, that could actually be a way that you could trap and pull people in. Some people that I know listen to me and they study my music because they like what I say on Facebook, because they are into the fact that I talk about politics and religion and stuff like that right there. That makes me interesting to them, and that's why they actually check out some of my songs, and they realize some of the music is laid with some of that stuff too. That's why they like me. So you say that artists should separate it. I say that I feel like you should only say what you really feel. Once they fall in love with you, my problem with Nicki is you made them fall in love with a Barbie bitch, and this Barbie bitch is supposed to be just the bitch who's all about, you know what I'm saying, getting it and just balling and having a good time, whatever. So she's probably going to be a free loving, you know, Barack Obama lover. She's all about fucking other girls, all this other shit. So obviously, you know, she can't possibly be a tight in the ass Republican yet you're talking about you're going to vote for Mitt Romney. That's totally contradictive to your image. I don't think that it's a problem when artists talk about their politics when it doesn't contradict their image.
I mean, I don't think, like I said, I don't think artists should speak on it personally, period, mm-hmm. unless they have proven that they've spoken on it before and they're able to. It's one thing to speak on something. It's one thing for somebody to like something. But unless you have a call to action, unless you move in numbers to the voters poll, I mean, really, unless you have proven numbers, okay, this many people bought my records and there was an increase in this area that with the same number of my increase in records that there was voters registration and they actually went out and voted. Until you have music that is powerful enough to not only make somebody like it, but for it to be a call to action, it don't matter anyway. Because Mitt Romney don't even want her vote. That's her vote he won't. He could care less about her vote. She probably knows he could care less about her vote. And it's all, you know what I'm saying? So she ain't moving people to the polls. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. She, even if she got on the campaign trail, I honestly feel like that's not going to happen. It's not going to be a major increase in any areas where it was Nikki said go to the poll. I just don't see that happening.
You don't think that? You don't think if Nicki Minaj got on the campaign trail with Mitt Romney?
The people that buy her music ain't old enough to vote. The people who buy her music like that, first of all, ain't old enough to vote.
But
her biggest fan base is not even is not a factor.
The opposite. I'm talking about the opposite. I think if Nicki Minaj get onto the actual campaign trail with Mitt Romney, the people who don't like her ass, who don't even really vote, will go and vote for Barack Obama because this bitch done went and got on the goddamn stage with Mitt Romney. This whole done really done took
it. I mean, that could happen. I could see that happen, but I don't see her moving votes to Mitt. No, I don't see that at all. I think really like that might, her being in for this right here may actually have some women that are right outside of her demographic that are eligible to vote be like, what in the world is she crazy about? But wait, you have to keep in mind, though, that those are only going to be those women that already feel like Nikki and her comical split personality self need to go sit down. Those are going to be the women who were on the edge about voting, wasn't sure what they were going to do with that. Now that she said that, they probably, and they feel like Nikki really need to go sit down somewhere, then, yeah, they may move them to the polls. But anybody that's a true Nikki fan, if they ain't going to the polls. They ain't going for Barack and they ain't going for Mitt. Not because they ain't going to go just because she said that.
Are you still hearing the old, it don't matter what these white, it don't matter what we vote in with, because these white folks going to do what they want to do shit like I am all over the place from black people?
I mean, you hear that all the time, and you have to realize that, like, that's... As sad as it is, that's a mentality that is ingrained in some of us. In some of us. Obviously not all of us, but that's a mentality that's ingrained. Well, I mean, it is a lot.
We can't afford to have the ones that we've got saying the fuck shit, okay? We're called a minority for a fucking reason. It's because it's not that many.
But, I mean, when do you want it to change? There were slaves who wanted to stay slaves. You know what I'm saying? We eating good over here while y'all trying to mess it up. Everybody is not always going to be in agreement. That's never going to happen.
It's too many, though. I wouldn't expect to see this. I'm seeing way too many. Just per capita, it's too many of them per capita. I'm uncomfortable.
Well, what are we doing about it? Are we holding voters registrations? Are we making it known that as a public figure, we're going to be on tomorrow night? You know, I'll be at one tomorrow night for President Barack Obama to speak. I'll be at his campaign offices, but are we letting people know that as public figures, as, you know what I'm saying, if we're going to put our views out there like that, if we're going to demand that more people get out and change their mindset, are we doing things like that? Because if we're not, then we're part of the problem because people look to us to help guide them.
I try, but some of them just don't listen, but I try, though. I think I convinced two yesterday, though.
I mean, two is better than a half. You know what I'm saying? Two is better than a half all day. You know what I'm saying? Because if you can halfway convince somebody, you're doing good. If you can convince two, then you're doing good because they're going to go convince another two and another two and another two. And we have to start off on those small numbers like that. We have to think that, you know, that one person can go affect so many other people. So is it about putting it in lyrics? No, it's not putting it in lyrics. It's about having those intimate conversations and letting people know if you're going to put that business out there, it's about having those intimate conversations with people to let them know your views face to face. But I still stand by my my political views unless you really, really know me. And if you really, really know me, you already know my political views, and it's not an argument on why I like this and why I like that and what I agree with and why I, what I don't. You just know me, and I know you, and we respect each other's differences. If it is, in fact, a difference in political views, we just respect them as people, as friends, as humans. Then I don't feel the need to share my political views with you at all. I'm not going to get into a heated debate with you about why Mitt Romney is wrong or why Barack Obama is right. Like, that's, you know what, you got to live your life. You have to do what's best for you. So go to the polls and make your decision, period, point blank. I don't care to know anybody else's political views.
Mm. I feel, as an artist, of course, coming to Glenwood Lalo next, of course, I feel a responsibility, much like I felt a responsibility to talk about things like daughter's lullaby and how men should take care of their kids and love their daughters and raise them up,
yeah,
and raise them as queens. I feel the exact same responsibility as an artist, knowing that people actually do listen to K100, actually listen to my music.
Yeah.
I feel that I have to have shows like this. I feel I have to make music and talk about it in my lyrics and my words. I feel compelled to it so much that I probably do it a little too much. I probably should do more club songs to actually make my career advance, but I just don't care about the club enough at this particular point in my life. I actually care more about these things that I talk about in my music.
And you
and
should.
So as an artist,
you're at that point in your
yeah.
life that you should be
yeah.
cared about those things, and you're wanting your audience to be on the same wavelength with you. Because if they're not, then how are you really going to reach them anyway? So you're putting out what you know, which is absolutely amazing, because you have so many artists who put out what they think people want to hear, never being true enough to themselves to have enough faith in that who they are is absolutely positively enough. And you can talk about things that affect you and know that there is somebody, there is an audience out there for you. You know what I'm saying? That comes with being comfortable in yourself, though. You have to do that. Now, I encourage everybody, go vote. I'm not in any way going to tell you who to vote for, because, one, I don't know. There's no way that the things that I connect with a candidate, there's no way that you're going to connect with the same exact things on the same exact level, because we're two different people. So do your research and find out who you need to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
If
exactly.
we end up voting for the same person, all well and good. You know what I'm saying? But do your own research. You got to know things for yourself that's going to sit right with you, and find out all the facts. Other than that, hey, that's on you, and I'm going to love you anyway. Everybody go vote. But do your research and see who you're voting for.
All right. Everybody, please at least go vote. Even I don't mean that. I was going to say even if you vote for Romney, but I don't mean that. Yeah, if you're going to vote for Romney, just stay your black ass home. Or your white ass. Or your Asian ass. Or your Hispanic ass. Or your gay ass.
Stop the madness.
Just stay the fuck home. How about that?
Okay.
I know your rich ass is going to go do it, though.
Wow.
Yeah. Show LL, I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you, babe.
Damn. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. You can find us live at blogtalkradio.com/K-100radio. All right, hit us up. You can also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes if you missed the show live during 8 to 10 p.m. hours when we're live, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. You can check out the podcast on iTunes, or you can go to chainlessentertainment.com and listen to a replay of the show. We're going to go ahead and keep the thing moving, man. Episode 373. Political flow. Should artists spit their views? The homie Glenwood Lalo's on the line. He's been patiently waiting. What's up, homie?
What's up, homie? What the word is?
Man, going on, man. We trying to see what the people think, man, about what's going on in this political climate, man. Rappers talking about they vote for Mitt Romney and shit, Barbie bitches, who knows? I don't know what's going on, man. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Everybody want to be a politician, huh?
Yeah,
oh,
so,
man, it's crazy, though, man. I mean, really, to be honest with you, I don't know why she did it. And honestly, I really don't give a shit, but, I mean, she did what she did. She said what she said. Now, I don't think it's a publicity stunt. I think, you know, she said what she fucking meant. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You know what I mean? But
you say Nicki Minaj gonna vote for Mitt Romney? You really believe that?
She knows. Listen, let me tell you something, man. I've met Nicki before, right? Nicki ain't no dumb girl. You know what I'm saying? She's real smart. She know what she's doing, and she knows by saying that that's a very touchy subject. You feel
mm-hmm.
me? Especially
mm-hmm.
when it comes to her fans. She's not no dummy. You know what I mean? Now, I
right.
don't know if she said it during a time where she was in the studio and they had a heated discussion about it or something. I don't know. And it just came out and she put it on wax or whatever. I don't know. But she ain't slow. You know what I mean? When she said it, she meant it. She might not mean it now, but she meant it then. You feel me? You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? So but at the same time, you know, she should know that the majority of the entertainment industry are Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
She should know that. Not
right.
just the industry itself, but even the fans as well. The majority of the entertainment industry are Democrats, either Democrats or independents. You know what I mean? So
right.
for her to say that, she knew it was going to be an uproar. For Lil Wayne ain't stupid either. Baby ain't dumb either. Slim ain't dumb either. So for them to release that, they knew it was going to be an uproar. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And I guess they got what they wanted. You know what I mean? But it depends on... I mean, at this point, I see a lot of people falling back or moving back from her because she said that. And
mm-hmm.
not to mention she said it during the time where his election coming up. I mean,
right.
we got a couple
yeah,
more
right.
months more
right.
She said it last year. You know what I mean? You got time to die that shit down. But now this is just a candle that just got lit. So it's going to be
right.
months. This shit going to go on for months. You know what I mean? I actually know,
I'm friends with like about, like I lost track of how many other internet radio shows that I'm friends with. And this is my thing. This is what I want to tell everybody listening. Okay. I don't know how Nicki mentioned it. I don't know. But at the end of the day, what I can promise you and tell you this, some things that you say in your music, you feel me? It has consequence. I can tell you something that recently happened to me. And if I told you that, you'd be like, wow, because you said that? Yeah, because I said that. You feel what I'm saying? That happened to this. I said that. But this is what I can tell you about the Nicki situation. I know for a fact I've seen five. I counted them so far. It's not a lot, and it doesn't really mean anything to her. But I've seen five internet radio station people on Facebook, because I'm on their Facebooks and I'm on their list, post that something to the effect, not word for word, but basically saying, oh, no more playing Nicki Minaj on my show anymore. You feel me? Because of that.
Oh, yeah.
That
oh, yeah.
Line,
oh, yeah.
That one song.
That,
no matter how she been.
Don't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
No matter how she been.
And she probably, she's one of those, what is she from, the Bronx? Brooklyn? No, she's from Queens. So, I know a lot of New York bitches, and they don't really give a fuck. You know what I mean? So, it's like, at this point, she just don't give a fuck what a motherfucker thinks. But when it start hurting her pockets, then she probably gonna come out and retract her words or whatever. You know what I mean? That's what I see happening. Cause I don't
that's
think
the
she want to go broke.
That's one of the major points that I wanted to bring out. In the blog I talked about that. No one you know wants to mess up their cash flow. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? So in any venture, like selling music, selling any kind of product, it doesn't matter. Just, you know, it's not going to work. Artists are like any other brand of business that survive off goods purchased. They need to please their customers. So in light of this fact, if most of your customers despise one political view or party, is it really good business to let them know that you feel the opposite and support the opposite party? You feel what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't know if...
Also, I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to respond to LL, too. You know, it's true that majority of her fans are not even old enough to vote.
Uh-huh.
But, however, the people who, their parents are the ones who buying them CDs for them. You know what I mean? So they old enough to vote, and they hearing this shit. So that could stop all her little cash flow real quick, especially being the fact that the majority of the entertainment industry is Democrats. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't have said it. Even if I felt that way, I wouldn't have said it.
Mm-hmm. Would you say?
Yeah.
Well, that's just like I tell you something interesting. And this is where people have actually came to me, inboxed me, called me, and actually said to me, this is me personally, okay? Everybody feels strongly about a couple of different things in the world. Religion, all right? Politics, okay? You know what I'm saying? Race, all right? Sexuality. So in my song I just released, I got the song called Prophecy. You heard it. And in the line where I say, you know, I hate homos, Chick-fil-A man. That line right there, yeah. that fucking line right there, you wouldn't even believe, I haven't even talked to you, but and I haven't talked to a lot of people. I haven't talked to LL about it. But I literally got people emailing me, you know what I'm saying, about that. That's why when I heard it and when I first seen the story, I thought Nikki just came out and said it. But then when I went down and realized that it was in a song, I kind of was like, maybe she's meant it and maybe she didn't. You feel what I'm saying? Because in that line in Prophecy, I'm not even a superstar. But enough people hear my music and enough people share links, and people are listening to it when I post it up on Twitter, that people have came back to me and say, oh, man, I wouldn't have said that line that you said about gay people, though, Blizzum. You feel what I'm saying? And it's like, because you know, it's a lot of gay people in the entertainment industry. It might be somebody who hear that, who could open a door for you and might not do it because you said that one line in Prophecy. You should go back and change that line in Prophecy. You feel what I'm saying? And people
yeah, and he's right. He's right.
You know what I'm saying? But to me, I don't literally hate homosexuals. It was a punchline. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It was a punchline because that was at that moment, the whole controversy about the guy at Chick-fil-A getting all this heat about it, people having protests. You feel what I'm saying? So in the line, it's not that I literally hate gay people. Okay. It was a punchline that rhymed with the line before. You feel what I'm saying? But people are saying to me, yo, that line, I don't know about that line, Blizzum. You feel me? But to me, at the time when I wrote it, when I put it down, now some people have come to me and said, yo, that shit is crazy. Like, that shit is mad funny. I can't believe you said that. But some people took the opposite stand on it. I didn't change the line, and when I perform it, I don't get a lot of flack about it. But at the same time, I don't know, man. I feel like people, you know, can take something like that and something like Nicki Minaj's line and take it the wrong way and take it too far, like they did that particular line that I did in Prophecy. So I can understand that point.
Yeah. Hold on. Step outside.
All right.
No, man.
Yeah, I know yet. So, tell the people where you at, though, because so, we're going to be there tomorrow.
We down here, man, at Club Rendezvous, man, on the south side, 4335 Roosevelt Highway, man. Come on down here and mess with us, man. You know, we got 777 in the building, Glenwood Layla in the building, Digimon Entertainer in the building. We're doing an open mic tonight. Come showcase your music if you take your hat, man. You know what I mean? DJ going to sing your shit. You know what I mean? And we got the ladies. Ladies, we got three poles on deck. They all primed up and ready to go. So, you know, come on out here and do your thing. 4335 Roosevelt Highway, California, Georgia, man. Come on out here.
Absolutely. Next week, we're going to be trying to bring the artists out from 100. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be out there on deck, and I'm going to be hosting that joint with them. You feel me? So I'm trying to get artists from K100 to come out there and do their thing. We can pop that spot off on the south side. So you artists who really, right now, your careers, you out here rocking the open mic scene and the open mic circuit. You trying to get your grind on, you trying to get your face out here, you stepping out, you know what I mean? You trying to do your thing, make sure you with us, man. Hit us up about that spot over there at Rendezvous. Got drink specials, like, what is it, $3 drink specials?
Oh, man, everything $3. $3 top shelf liquor.
Yeah, that's what it was. I knew it was some reason I like that place.
Yeah. Everything $3.
That's what it was.
Yeah, turn up. They already put them. What it is like 9:30? They were already pulling up. Here.
Yeah. So make sure you guys. We're gonna be promoting that during the week. But before you go, real quick, as an artist yourself, how much about politics do you feel comfortable putting in your music?
Oh man, you know I can really, man. Come on, man. You know where I've been, man. You know I can talk about politics for days, man. My TV stay on CNN, but certain things you have to filter your conversation when it comes to politics. Like I said, that's a touchy subject. That's just, it's almost like talking about homosexuality. You know what I mean? You have to filter it if you want to go higher in the ranks, if you want to move up the ladder. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, if you really don't give a fuck, if you're just a hood nigga, you want to stay in the hood, you can say what the fuck you want to. You know what I mean? But if you're trying to get some money, and these are people that you have to go through, And you have to network with these people. You have to work with these people. You know what I mean? To be successful. You know what I mean? Majority of these companies in the entire world are run by homosexuals are run by politicians, rich Jewish men. You know what I mean?
Right.
These are people that you just have to work with. So some things you got to keep to yourself if you feel a certain way. You can't even tell a friend, because if you tell a friend ain't going to tell a friend, and it's going to get back to that person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to – and it's not even just about apologies. It's about any game. It's about life, period, man. You know, something you just keep to yourself. Close your goddamn mouth. You know, maybe you'll get somewhere. Stop talking so much and do some listening. You know what I mean? And then you'll honestly, what you got to understand is everybody ain't the same. Everybody got different views. Everybody's been raised differently. You know what I mean? So you can't force somebody to feel the way you feel. You know what I mean? You just have to analyze the situation and say, okay, can I deal with this person even though he feels that way? You know what I mean? Even though he's a homosexual, can I work with him? You know what I mean? Even though he's a Republican and I'm a Democrat, can I work with him? You know what I mean? If it's not going to stop you from getting no money, you know what I mean, then, you know, do what you got to do. But you got to keep your mouth closed, man, because people get in their feelings real quick.
I feel what you're saying, and you are right, but until you get to the artist or you get to the person whose fan base loved them because of what they say and because of that. You got people like Eminem who made a career of that. You understand what I'm saying? He made a career.
Yeah, but see, that's how he came out. Nicki just switched the goddamn game up right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought she was a fucking Democrat. I thought she was for Obama. You know what I mean? That's not a subject when you're in that position that you just play with. You don't just say anything on the mic. You know what I'm saying? That's not a... You in a high position right now. What is she, the top female artist in the world right now? Or close to
Female hip-hop artist, yes. Not female artist.
Right.
Female hip-hop artist, yes, yes, yeah.
Right, so you... You when you at that level, you got to be careful about what you put out there. You got to be. And she knows that. Cash Money Records knows that. Young Money Cash Money knows that. So for her to do that and for them to even put it out, hey, I don't know, man. I don't know what they trying to prove, but whatever they did, they showed proving it. You know what I mean? Because they got people talking. They got the world buzzing about it.
They got people talking,
so,
but they also got people boycotting. That's the problem.
Yeah, somebody texted me at 3:00 this morning telling me that shit. So I'm like, you got to be high texting me at 3 in the morning. I'm like, Nicki Minaj is a Republican. Who gives a shit? You know, at the time it didn't really dawn on me, but
right.
Now I see, you know, especially listening to your show, I see that she losing fans.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man.
I saw, but you know me. I'm a Facebooker and I'm a Twitter person. You know, I'm more of a Facebooker than a Twitter person because the show actually started on Facebook as a group. So the grind for K100 started on Facebook. You feel me? And I moved over to Twitter with the connections and stuff. But what I will tell you is, I watch social networks. Everything you have to, I watch them and I analyze what people are saying and how people are feeling about different things. And I've been doing it. And I've been bringing issues that go on Facebook or whatever over here as subjects. And I'm telling you, I see people turning on her all over my Facebook feed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is just the beginning because it just happened. So,
right.
I mean, soon, I mean, it's going to really, really get out there and they're going to be like, oh, this bitch crazy.
She may come out and say it was just a line in the song. I'm expecting to hear that at any moment. I'm expecting her.
That would be the smart thing to do. But you and I both know Nicki. We don't know. We don't know what she might do. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm out here making plays, man. But next week, man, tell everybody next week, man, come on out. 4335 Roosevelt Highway. Club Rendezvous. We do a big down there.
$3.
$3.
$3.
All right, stand by.
Anyway, man. Glenn will let low in the building. Again, next week, artists, if you're listening to the show, man, we got the shit going on over there at Rendezvous over there. Southside, man, you feel me? Hit us up, man. You know what I mean? You'll see us on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be talking about it, and I'll be in the building hosting, man. But I want to get the artists, man, especially the hip-hoppers, to come through. Bless the mic. You know what I mean? It ain't a whole bunch of people that even know about the spot right now. So it's not like going to be a whole bunch of people that you got to, you know, it'd be people in there,
but it's not a lot of artists, so you ain't got to worry about a long line as far as the open mic go. It'd be people in the club, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you want to come in there and break your new song, you feel me? The DJ that DJs in there, he DJs at about three other clubs, so, you know, if you might be able to break your record at other places, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, fellas, you know what I'm saying? They got some ladies in there on the poles. On the poles doing their thing. Yeah, it's not a strip club, though. It's just a regular club. It just happened to have poles and chicks dancing on them with no clothes. Anyway, episode 373. Political Flow. Your artists spit their views, man. Now, let me tell you, man. The thing about it is, when I heard 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Area code 347-934-0966. All right. If you're on the phone lines and you haven't talked to me, and I haven't come to your line, it's because you haven't pressed the number one on the keypad and let me know that you want to talk. So I got a couple of people that's on the phone lines that I see, but I haven't came to your lines yet because I don't know if you want to talk, and I rarely do that during the talk segment. I may do it on Ill Kill, but not a talk segment. So if you want to talk about the subject, make sure you press the number one right now. If you're listening to me on the phone lines right now and I haven't came to your line, that's because I'm assuming that you're just on the phone listening. And that's cool with me, but just make sure you press the number one on your keypad, and I'll come to your phone line if you want to give your opinion about the show. All right, so like Linwood Lalo said, again, shouts out to everybody that's on the phone lines. Oh, it's a lot of y'all. Why y'all quiet tonight? I know what it is. Y'all watching the game and y'all listening to this shit. Or y'all watching the Democratic Convention and y'all listening to this at the same time. If you're doing either one of those, I don't know, maybe you get some head. I don't see how you could with this discussion going, but still. Whatever you're doing, and you just don't want to talk and you're just listening, I appreciate it. But I was reading one part of the blog. It sounded like I got real intelligent all of a sudden, but I was just reading my words. When I read my words, I sound like they come out fluid and flowing. You know what I'm saying? But I was saying that it's not really good business, you know what I'm saying, to go against what your demographic feels in certain areas. Now, of course, like I just told you a minute ago when I did in my song Prophecy, there's been two instances where I spoke on homosexuality. I'm a controversial person in the music and on cable 100 internet radio. I don't believe anything is off subject. You know what I'm saying? And this is because I got this cross platform that I make the music that I make and I have the shows that I have. I have a cross platform where I can give you the message via music or give you the message via the show. All right. So having that cross platform, it kind of helps me out. And helps me express a lot of things that I maybe can't fit into 16 bars in a hook. You know what I'm saying? And so recently, if you're listening to this show and you follow the show and you follow my blog on ixhiphop.com, which hopefully you're doing, that's www.ix, the letter I, the letter X, ixhiphop.com. I'm a blogger over there, ixhiphop.com, and we got a blog going on over there. Check it out. You'll see the K100 Internet Radio blogs. And most of them are shows, all of them right now at this point are show past shows, and you can actually go back and check the show that's associated with it. But I did a blog about gay artists and hip hop recently. It was about two or three blogs ago. The show was last week, a week before last, is when I did the blog. And I don't even tell a lot of people this, but I got hacked. Okay, this is how strongly people feel about shit. And I know LL. I think I told maybe LL this and someone else this maybe, but I literally got hacked on my show by a gay rights group. A gay rights group found some kind of way to hack into my damn Blog Talk Radio account and change up my URL to when I post my fucking show information on social networks, it goes to a gay Blog Talk Radio hip hop blog that said I love gay men, I love dick. So when I post it up, and of course everybody knows that's just, I don't even have to just tell you how ridiculous that sounds talking about me. But some kind of way, I seen when it happened, some kind of way they called into my fucking switchboard via Skype, and I seen a crazy name pop up, and then he hung up, and all of a sudden, my links that I blast out from the damn switchboard changed. I didn't notice what it was, but I saw it out of the corner of my eye flicker and change. And I didn't, but I'm steady posting from the site, because it's like a one-click button from the site on our switchboard. We can just click post from our switchboard, and it'll post to our social sites that we got linked with it. Pretty sweet setup, Blog Talk Radio got. Some kind of fucking way,
a gay rights group, because I had, because the day before I had the I had put the post up, the blog up about gay hip hop artists, you know, and I said that, you know, I don't think hip hop is ready to have, you know, openly gay male artists, you know, representing and, you know, whatever, you know, saying, you know, I don't think an openly gay hip hop artist will be successful. You know what I'm saying? I did concede that we got openly gay female artists that work, but that's because that's why Girls Gone Wild is a $1 billion industry. And, you know, gay porn makes me want to throw up. Stuff like that. Stuff like that people just don't necessarily like too much. So, you know, they hacked my fucking account. And they had all my fucking links going back to a fucking gay blog talk radio site. I had to fucking go unlink all those fucking links on my page and call Blog Talk Radio, reset my password, all kinds of shit, all because I expressed my opinion in one of my blogs. All of that happened because I expressed my opinion in my blogs. Now, almost no one noticed it because I immediately caught it, because what they don't know is I got two screens up, and I'm looking at Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio simultaneously. So instantly, when I did it and I hit click over here, I look over here at my Facebook, and my fucking Facebook link's showing some fucking gay blog site up on them as a link to my damn show. Of course, I immediately noticed that retarded shit and snatched all of them down and went and deleted them all. So it only took about two seconds for me to realize what was going on. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, they and it's on the blog, on the IX Hip Hop site, they attacked me and said I was a fucking they wrote some remarks, you know what I'm saying, on my blog on IX Hip Hop or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But people feel strongly about shit like this. That's the point. You know what I'm saying? So as it pertains to Nicki Minaj, whether she's serious playing or whatever, you know what I'm saying, these views are my views. I'm an indie artist, you know what I'm saying, so it doesn't affect me per se financially. I guess you could say, like, it would affect her, you know what I'm saying, if she is voting for Mitt Romney because she's rich now and she's worried about her tax bracket, and she doesn't want her taxes to go up, and that's the reason why she's voting for Mitt Romney. Might have would have wanna thought about how many people are gonna stop coming to your fucking shows and listening to your music because you're voting for Mitt Romney. That's only if all of this is true. We still don't really know if Miss Minaj. It never gets old. We don't know if Miss Minaj really means what she's saying when it comes down to this shit. You feel me? Like I said, I listened to it, I heard it, you feel me? It sounded like she just spit a venomous bar right there on y'all real quick and made y'all blow up into this controversy. If I was famous, that line I said in Prophecy, if I was Eminem or some shit and I said that fucking line I said in Prophecy, that would have been a fucking headline. I would have had gay rights people outside the fucking studios of whatever label I was signed to picketing just like he did. Just off that one line. And it's not even a literal line. It's a punchline. It's making fun of the line before that I said, you know, with Pastor Jomo. Pastor Jomo, can I get an amen? I hate homos, Chick-fil-A, man. Maybe my pulpit is full of bullshit with enough promo, I can still get paid, man. That's what I say. All of that to say, I can say whatever, but if I get promoed enough, whether I'm a preacher or whatever enough, I'm going to still get paid. It doesn't matter. And that's basically what I feel like. It's also saying anytime you want to just say anything controversial to get in front of the mic, is you're going to get paid from it if it gets enough promo. That's what I'm saying in the line, in a sick sarcastic way. Maybe Nicki is doing the same thing right here. Maybe. You know what I'm saying? But when you're that big, I feel like Nicki has more to lose than I do, so I can say shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I can get away with shit like that. Right now, at this point in my career, it doesn't matter. But her, when she says something, a couple million people are going to hear it. I say something, a few hundred, maybe a couple of thousand, if it pops off like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, 600 people got my app. So that's at least that many people who manned in Facebook and Twitter and just my fans from China. Who knows? I sent out an email blast to 300,000 people. They heard it. If they click play, I say about 10% of those might have did. The point is this. All right. Some people heard it. Okay. But I'm not fucking Nicki Minaj. And that is a higher level.
So I understand what LL is saying in a sense that when you, especially when you're that big, if I didn't come out like that, if I didn't come out like an Eminem saying controversial shit, you know what I'm saying, saying political shit like that, then I might shy away from it. You know what I'm saying? I know for a fact I've seen a lot of people say they're not fucking with Lupe Fiasco anymore once he said, once he called President Obama a terrorist. You know what I mean? I heard a lot of people say they ain't fucking with Lupe no more because of that. I personally still listen to Lupe music because me and Lupe ain't got to agree on Obama, but we agree that these motherfuckers around here calling themselves bad bitches is just ridiculous. Still love that record right now. I'm playing it. Probably going to play it tomorrow sometime when I'm riding. Bitch bad, woman good. Yeah. So, as much as I agree with Mr. Fiasco about that, about President Obama, I still love a lot of stuff that he says, and a lot of stuff that he says is true. And the reason why he called him a terrorist, it wasn't that he was calling him a terrorist personally. He's just saying the presidency of the United States is a terrorist. Doesn't matter who it is. He's not calling him a personal terrorist. He said that the president of the United States is a terrorist, whoever sits in that office. It doesn't matter because he's black and because he's from Hawaii and he's cool and he got the jumper that he changes his opinion about the office of the presidency being a terrorist job. Because, of course, excuse me, of course, our stance on a lot of shit that we do overseas. I mean, I don't agree that Barack Obama is a terrorist at all, but I'm saying his point when he said it, I actually came to his defense in some light, because I just felt like politically that is the wrong thing to say when you're a hip-hop artist going against the president like that. But what he was saying is the president himself isn't a terrorist. The office of the presidency is, and when you consider the office of the presidency, these are the same people that invaded Vietnam, Iraq, dropped the nuclear bomb. These are the same people who've killed millions of innocent civilians, all in the name of war or whatever fuck-ass conflict. We've yet to be invaded on our own shores, so every time we dropping bombs and shit, it's way the fuck over there, all right? We dropped bombs on Hiroshima. We fucked up Vietnam, even though we got our ass kicked. We fucked Iraq up, then tried to build it back, and they told us to get the fuck out. We left, thanks to Obama. We're still over in Afghanistan. All right. We recently helped a couple other people run up on Libya. It's funny, though. We did all that, but we let motherfuckers get slaughtered in Syria. But if we did that, then they call us a terrorist again. It's a no-win situation. We can't win for losing, all right, people? But the office of the presidency, yes. The office of the presidency itself, yes. I can see why someone would say, yeah, you're a terrorist because you occupy the office of the presidency, and that institution and that office is a known terrorist organization. Consider that to other people in the world, people who look at that and say, look at what the fuck they do. They fly drones and drop bombs on a whole fucking village, and yeah, they may kill 3 extra people, but they got Ulawi Usawi Umami Ubawi in the process. But they killed 2 other people who probably had nothing to do with anything. But that's just casualties of war. What do you call that? So I understand, Mr. Fiasco. I understand your gripe with the president. Well, his job title, sir. Just wish you would have made it perfectly clear and separated the two. And understand, he didn't. He said, "Well, Obama's a president. Obama's a terrorist." Oh, whoa! It's like this fucking retard on Facebook today that I went back and forth with. They call Obama Hitler. I could go on. I could do a whole show about that. Just ridiculousness. You feel me? Anyway, I ran it on long enough. Hey, LL. LL.
Yes, sir.
I can't rant anymore. I'm done.
You can't? What? You can't rant anymore? You Lord, like I need to fix me a drink.
Do you like Lupe Fiasco?
I do.
Do you know that he called a terrorist, the Obama terrorist?
I know that he called the presidential seat, like, pretty much a terrorist position.
Did you feel any kind of way when Lupe did that?
People are entitled to their opinions. Like, you know, really? I mean, if I did feel some type of way, logically, could I call him up and be like, dude, get over yourself. No, so what's the point?
So it didn't make you want to not listen to him anymore. It didn't make you say, I don't know about this dude here.
No, because then I mean, that's just it. I don't know about him. I know that there are some songs of his that I like. I mean, you know, 9 times out of 10, I don't like every song on an album. So with that being said, that tells me that 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to totally agree with 100% of who that artist is. Period, point blank. I mean, everybody don't like all of me. Once we start realizing that what people feel about us is none of our business, and how we feel about other people is none of anybody else's business, then once we start to realize that, then everybody will be a whole lot happier.
What people feel about you, I don't know a human being. I don't. People can act. You know what? I've always taken you know, a type of feeling when people say, I don't really give a fuck about what people think. I don't even think that's in human nature. That goes against human nature. You may be the type of person that may not be that can go without expressing it, but I think people care what people think. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think nothing's wrong with caring what people think.
I don't think anything's wrong with having an opinion either, but I mean, it's just really, it comes down to me at the end of the day, is it going to change anything in my life drastically? Like the way that Lupe Fiasco feels about the president? No, it's not. I have to focus on things that are going to change my life. Something that Lupe said is not going to.
So you just don't care about that at all. So you don't care anymore. You're gonna would that stop you from buying the song? Of what?
Well, yes, sir. I haven't bought any of his albums anyway. So.
Right. Well,
it's like, it's not going to make me go buy it. And if I had bought it, it's not going to make me not go buy it. You know, I don't agree with a lot of stuff you say. That's why I be hitting you up for an album with an autograph on it every time I see you. Can I get 2? Can you autograph this one? You know what I'm saying? But,
cool.
You know, if I'm a fan of the music, I'm a fan of the music. Like, I have a collection, doubles, one with an autograph on it. Got to have that one. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to agree with everything you say. That doesn't mean I'm not going to listen to your music. You know what? When I get to the track that I don't like, I'm just going to skip it and go to the one that life goes on.
That's what I feel. That's why I feel like, you know, I feel like artists should put all their feelings on this. I feel like artists should say whatever they want. Just know that everything that you say, people are listening. Somebody, I may have offended almost with that line in prophecy, but it's what I felt like saying. You know what I mean?
And then again, you may not have offended them. You may not have offended them because they're just like, whatever, that's his views. Like, whatever. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't affect me. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever.
They definitely hit me up about that line. It's the first time in a long time somebody actually, more than one, I'm talking about 6 or 7 people who listen to my music and, you know, inboxed me or said something to the effect of, I would probably change that line, though, man, because
you know what it does, though? It validates you as an artist. If you are saying anything and people are hearing and responding to you, then it validates your influence. And then if you decide as a person morally that, okay, maybe I should go back and change it, and you do, then you do. But if you decide as a person that that's my music, you know what, skip that track, then that's all well and good, too.
Yeah, of course. Nine out of ten times, I'm with that. I think most artists are going to go with that, though. And
exactly.
Even Nicki Minaj and even Lupe, they're going to say whatever the fuck they want to say. This is my goddamn song. I know, this is what I'm saying. This is what I do know. And I want to make sure I get this point across. I know for a fact that on this level, where I'm at, when I'm writing, when I'm saying shit, when I say something, when I write it at the moment I'm writing to the track and I'm vibing, the last thing on my mind is, well, I wonder what people will say about this shit right here. That should not ever be a thought
in your mind.
Right. No. So no artist is sitting down writing, and I'm pretty sure Nicki Minaj, nobody else is sitting down when they write in the flow and they come up with a bar that sting like that, that they sit here worrying about. Well, ouch, that's the label job.
That's not the artist's job to worry about what it's going to do. It's the label's job to protect the label's image and the artist's image, the brand. It's to protect the brand. And if they thought it was fine, then, hey, that's why we heard it. So it's like, whatever. It's all on you. Be you. Just be you. No one is ever going to 100% agree with everything that you do. It's not possible.
Absolutely not. All right. Are you watching the DNC tonight? Who's going so far?
No, I'm not watching it right now because I'm doing something else.
What are you doing over there? Why are you so
I can't
like
tell
that?
You what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
Oh, no. I'm definitely not doing that. No, I'm not doing that. Yeah,
you're doing
no,
that,
but...
and this at the same time, somebody ain't doing their job.
You is out of control right now, okay? You don't went from one extreme to the other. You about to go back to the old way the show used to run, ain't you?
Oh, I still do those kind of shows. I just don't. I haven't, you know, I haven't done a real crazy sex show in so long. I don't know if I even have the audience for that anymore. I don't know.
Mm. Well, maybe nothing hits when something hits the headlines, then we'll get a good one in.
That's
I don't know
be.
Because remember those were the first ones that there would be the after party.
Yeah,
it'd be from the after party to Facebook. I had to take the notification off my phone just because of the K100 group, because my phone would be buzzing the entire night, conversations going on forever, 500, 600 comments on something crazy. It was fun, though.
But see, now that's you know, even back then, remember, I still would do some serious shows. I used to, like even right now, there was at one point maybe 15 people on the line right now. It's probably about 6 people on the line right now, and 4 of y'all ain't talking, and you – and Michigan girls so far are the only people that have actually spoken. Everybody else that talked, they hung up. And the other 4 people are not really talking. But I still remember, like, if I can do shows about other stuff that's really not as important as politics and stuff like that in the grand scheme of things. And I remember back then we do the sex shows, and it'd be 40 people on the phone lines, and then it'd be on people on Facebook. And shows would be crazy. And then I'd do a show about voting, and 3 people would call. And I'd just be like,
exactly. Exactly. But that's why you have to keep doing them. You have to keep doing them because please take that off. Natalia, I'm not doing this with you this at night. Little girl, I ain't got the patience. Sorry, maturing. You know how to get.
I do.
Sorry.
Well, seriously, I do.
That was that Fluent and Hood you were talking about on Facebook the other day.
You are.
All of that just came out.
Right. See, I bet right then if you said that, then he knew you was black. K100 didn't know you was black for a minute. I'm telling you, see, you know,
they
like conversation that we had earlier, and then when we have a sex show, then but oh yeah, she black. But like just listen to our show earlier, you could have been white. Plus somebody could thought you was white.
I could have been.
But you're not.
No.
All right.
So will you be blasting any more of your political views out?
Pretty much, yeah.
I figured that would be the overwhelming answer, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep up and keep at it, man. I can't change what I am. You know, that's what I've been for a minute now. So people are coming to expect
that
from me.
Exactly. And nobody else can either. And, you know, people will either respect them for it or keep it moving. Can't win them all. Ain't that what they say?
You can't. There is no artist that has every demographic and everybody. Even trap artists don't like everybody. Everybody is just not going to like you. Shit. So that's what I'm saying. That's why Nicki might be like, everybody going to like me. I don't give a fuck. She don't care.
I mean, even if Michael Jackson could not heal the world, give it up.
Right. And everybody liked up until the shenanigans, everybody liked Michael.
I mean, but still, his fan base is still crazy, even up to the shenanigans and after the shenanigans. So if he couldn't make you go look in the mirror, come on. People, really, we looking to Barbie to do this? Y'all, society is low.
Whoa. No one said no. No. I am not looking for Nicki Minaj to be any kind of a role model, any kind of political barometer on what we should be voting for or anything.
That's
like that.
Why what she said in her lyrics shouldn't even be relevant because nobody should be looking at her to be no role model anyway.
The show is about artists. You know, so my show is about artist standpoint.
But there's a bunch of stuff I'm saying, though. At the same time, you have so many artists whose views as far as political views go shouldn't be, they really, in the grand scheme of things, shouldn't be relevant. There ain't, I mean, really, let's break it down to this. What artists in the game, political views, should be relevant? Who?
Should be relevant?
Should be. Who?
I think super rich motherfuckers like Jay-Z. I think people like Jay-Z who came up from the ground up, from the deep, from the streets, from the deep boy, from the grind, from trapping and moving bricks and coming all the way up. People like that. I think people like that should A, even though you're super rich as fuck and you're a millionaire, you should absolutely be screaming to the top of your fucking lungs, go Obama. And I don't give a fuck that you own an NBA team. I don't give a fuck about Rockaway. I don't give a fuck about your liquor or your clubs or how many toys you do. I don't give a fuck about how many billions you got. Motherfucker, you still should be screaming Obama because of what the fuck you had to go through to get there. Period.
Okay.
And you should be screaming Obama loud, nigga. Loud.
I agree. Who else, though?
Anybody that's like him on that level. Just name them all. Those rich motherfuckers. Diddy should
okay.
be screaming Obama
that's
loud.
That's two. Who
Beyonce.
Else?
Beyonce should be screaming
that's
Obama
That's three.
Loud.
Who else? Diddy, Beyonce, yes. and Jay. Who else?
It's going on and on. Why are you trying to make anybody?
Because I'm trying to say that you're giving me people that you are saying that are on a certain level. My point is you're giving me people who you deem to be on a certain level in the industry, and they should be able to influence everybody that trickles down to do it, right? But if you're only going to be able, really, let's be real honest. In this game, I may give you two handfuls. I may give you 10 people whose opinions right. should be relevant. But we cannot count on those 10 people, such a small number, to the amount of people that they would have to influence to make that happen. We can't. Right? We can't.
So... What
if
about
we
what
could,
Harry,
then there would be no question about who's going to be in office.
Do you agree with what Harry Belafonte said about Jay-Z and Beyonce? Do you agree with that?
kinda.
So how can you kind of agree with that, but not understand what I'm trying to say?
I said kinda, but I didn't say it all the way because we can't. I mean, why are we trying to make people? We can't. We can agree with it or disagree with it, but that's going to make them do what we would like for them to do. They're still just going to be people, and they're just going to do what they want to do. Everybody's going to do what they want to do, so we can't depend on a certain set of people to say, y'all need to help with this. Because if they're not going to, they're just not going to. But if they are, then they are. There's no need to give them that job. People are going to do what they want to do, no matter what job they hold.
Okay.
That's my point.
All right. I don't know. The thing with Harry Belafonte, people jumped all on him like that. And I felt like, look, I wish you would have just called out more people than Jay-Z and Beyonce because there's so many more people.
There are so many more people.
But what he said, though, yeah, it's just unfortunate that he just picked them out of the crew, out of the crowd. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like he picked them out of the crowd. He should have named at least 20 names. If you're going to say a statement like that. Now, his statement is, I agree with what Harry Belafonte said. You know what I mean? These cats with they making their money off the backs of all these poor
yeah.
people who support their careers and
yeah.
all these middle class people who took money, you know, who were ill advised to take money to go buy this other shit they should have been buying instead of going to their concerts and buying Rockaware and buying goddamn CDs and shit and downloading, you know what I mean? It's other shit they should have been doing besides watching your videos and shit. They probably wasted their time. It's other shit they should have been doing with their lives, but they didn't. They loved you enough and they did it and they supported you and now you a fucking billionaire and you don't do any charitable givings like that to
them? Well, they do. Wait a minute. They do. Charitable givings, but listen, you have to think about it on the level of when you make it to that seat, when you make it to that position, you are not going to be able to please every single person. Like, no matter how much you give back and how much you go do, somebody always going to complain that you missed this little area of town. There's always going to be a complaint. You can never do enough. You could never do enough to please everybody. It's not going to happen.
I know they can't either, but I'm just saying I agree with Harry Belafonte. That's all.
I know your views are weird. Yes,
right.
I said that.
Okay. They are. Well, all right. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
You helped me kill a good 10 minutes, solid minutes. That exchange was great. Thanks.
Yay!
I'm going back to Michigan Girl. Michigan Girl. I'm ending the show out with Michigan Girl.
What's up?
Are you watching the DNC?
Yes.
What
you sound muffled.
I said, who is that? Is that Bill Clinton yet? Has he went on?
No, he hasn't gone on yet. It was just an older lady who used to work for Bain Corporation, a company that was run by Mitt Romney, that where she was talking about he doesn't have any experience creating jobs, but cutting jobs and please remember that, and, you know, so forth. And then they had the president of Planned Parenthood and a young lady that, you know, talked about Planned Parenthood. She went to Planned Parenthood. So they just had, you know, the normal speeches, but Bill Clinton hasn't come on yet. He's up, I think, after one or two more speeches.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, we'll be off the air then. Of course, I'll be watching it. I don't know. I guess I would be watching it. I may go back and forth in between the game and that until he actually speaks. Everything else, I guess I can catch tomorrow on the political roundtables and shit. Is it better than last night? Last night was good. They was crunking there last night. Is it crunk
yeah.
like last night?
It's not as crunk as last night, and I think that's because they kind of waiting on Bill Clinton, you know, to kind of bring it home. But I think last night it was more hype because it was the first night, and, you know, our first lady was going to speak, so it was real crunk. There's a lot of people in there, but they not, you know, they not crunk like it was last night, not in my opinion.
She gave a hell of a speech last night.
Oh, yeah, she did. She did that.
Yeah, she shut it down last night. Did you like my political satire cartoon that I made today?
I did.
I just felt like doing it. I said I was never going to make one of those. At least I didn't make the women talking about this and say they want that, but then they go do this, and so they end up with that and be looking like this. At least
yeah.
I didn't make one of those.
At least you didn't make one of those, but I did like the one that you made.
That's pretty good. It's almost like I like almost 100 people that's been liked it.
But
I don't get 100 people liking stuff.
But it just, you know, hopefully it's what she said, because her demographic is younger girls. Hopefully it makes those girls' mothers talk to them, if nothing else. You know, and I know that's not what she was going for, but hopefully it will spark some conversation or something. But, you know, sadly it may not, but I would hope that, if nothing else, that it will say, look, you know, you don't want to be like that, or, you know, what she's saying I don't agree with for this reason, or whatever the case may be. It just needs to be some more, you know, dialogue in the black community, because everybody is entitled to their opinions. But, you know, I won't say vote the way your grandmother voted. I mean, formulate your own opinion and all of that. Do the research. And if you do the research and you, you know, then you pick your candidate based off of that. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, we got so many black people. I'm just really sick of seeing people saying I'm not voting because everybody crooked, or I'm not voting because it
I'm
don't
so
make
sick
me
of that
get
shit.
On.
That shit's getting
I mean,
on my fucking
really
nerves.
I really just wish, and it really makes, and it really just irritates me because of the people that fought, marched, and died for that right. I remember when I turned 18, I was so excited. I couldn't wait to vote. I was like, yes, I get to vote. And, you know, just to hear people say that, oh, I'm not voting, you know, or whatever, they are crooked. I mean, okay, politics is what it is, you know. So essentially you voting for the lesser of two evils regardless, because you're never going to agree with anyone's politics completely 100% regardless. But to say you're not going to vote when people marched, died, gave up, they, you know, lost their lives for that right, especially for us black people to have that right to vote, it just really irks me. It really does irritate me.
Yeah, that's why I put what I put. You know, I'm a little, you know, my little satire that I did, you know what I'm saying, on my page. LL, if you haven't seen my Facebook page, I don't know if LL's seen it or not. I don't know if she's still listening. But if you are, make sure you go to my page and look at my little satire I made. But that's why you brought up two points which was important to me, which is why I put Michelle saying what she was saying, to let her say to her daughters, look at this shit. You know, we want you to go to college and be educated women and not Barbie bitches. And also, what you're saying, what I said at the bottom, you know what I'm saying, make sure you go out and vote, man, because people died for you to do this shit. And that's why, that's the part that makes me just like, look, man, you know, you don't, it's one thing to just, you know, say you don't want to, I can't imagine a good reason not to vote, but it's one thing to know and admit. I can openly admit that most politicians have some kind of flaw, some kind of backhanded deal they got to make. That's the political world. It's fucked up that it is, but they got to
like the president realized when he first got into office. He tried to be the good guy and tried to be the peacemaker. That ain't going to work in Washington.
Right.
And so he wasted the first year trying to do that. Yeah, he wasted the first year trying to do that, you know. And he was pissing me off trying to do it. You feel me? I was mad that he was trying to do it. Now, I think he realizes now, I definitely want him to have the next 4 years. Because now he already see, motherfuck him. He learned the hard way. Those motherfucking Republicans, them motherfuckers is not finna work with you. He know now, fuck him. Fuck him. Go around him. Fuck him. And now he know it. So I think in 4 more years, he gonna do even more shit they don't like. Fuck him. He gonna do it executively, however he has to do it. But he's like, fuck him. They don't want to compromise. Fuck him. Go around him. And hopefully people will understand in 2010 that the president needs our help and he can go back and we can go get those fucking congressmen and senators who ain't fucking voting with him the fuck up out of their seats and he can get some shit really done from 2014, from 2014 to 16 with the Congress and the Senate on his side. All right, thanks for tuning in to the show, Michigan Girl. We're going to get ready to get up out of here, all right?
All right.
All right, so that's it. I'm running out of time. We're coming to the end of the show. At the end of the day, man, you know, as an artist, you should, maybe you should or maybe you shouldn't put your political feelings into your music. But if you started it, if that's what kind of artist you're going to be, come out swinging with it off the top. Don't try and fool them. Don't give them the okey-doke. Don't come out talking about the trap. All of a sudden, you talking about who you voting for. You might lose a couple fans. Don't be a Barbie bitch first, and then all of a sudden, you want to talk politics. All right, that's that. You shocking them. It's too much. They can't handle it. It's too much shock. They can't handle that. But me personally, yeah, I'm going to give you to you raw. Get your punk ass out there and vote, nigga. You out there talking about some motherfucking Jordans and shit. You got the brand new J's. You worry about the brand new J's and you can't vote? You a clown. K100 Radio.